Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A Student Debate. Page 36.
Okay, settle down, everyone. As you know, today we're going to hear our first student debate. Today's topic is on the pros and cons of legalized hunting. First, Yumi will present arguments in support of hunting. Raul will respond to her points and present his arguments against hunting. Speakers, are you ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Yumi, please begin.
Thank you. Well, the main argument I want to make today is that hunting contributes to wildlife conservation in a few important ways. First, contrary to what you might think, hunting actually helps many species survive by controlling their populations. So, for example, without hunting, deer populations would be too large, and many animals would starve because there wouldn't be enough food to sustain them.
That's a good argument, but I think you're ignoring an important point. Another reason deer populations could grow too large is because we have killed off wolves and mountain lions, and other animals that used to hunt deer. So instead of allowing humans to hunt, we should allow populations of meat-eating animals to recover.
Okay, but don't forget that wolves and mountain lions don't just eat deer and elk. They also eat sheep and cows, and that's a problem for ranchers. So this is not a simple issue. Anyway, let me continue with my next point. The second way that hunting supports wildlife conservation is through the sale of stamps. Many hunters have to buy stamps before they can legally hunt birds, for instance, ducks and geese. Oh, and when I say stamps, I don't mean the type of stamps you use to mail a letter. The stamps I'm talking about are a kind of license to hunt. In the United States, the government's duck stamp program raises more than $25 million annually. And a lot of that money is used for protecting and maintaining bird habitats. Since 1934, that's when the first stamps were sold, these funds have been used to buy 2.1 million hectares of land for wildlife conservation. So as you can see, hunters actually help wildlife conservation efforts.
Thank you, Yumi. Now let's hear from Raul, who will present the other side of the issue.
Thank you. Before I get started, I want to respond to Yumi's point about money that's raised through the duck stamp program. It seems to me that if hunters need a license to kill ducks and other wildlife, we could also make tourists pay when they visit and observe animals in their natural habitats. In fact, I think that's what the national parks do. I visited Yosemite National Park last May, and it cost me $20 per car to get in. We could raise those fees if necessary. Okay, so to get back on topic, my main argument against hunting is that it's cruel. Many animals that are shot don't die immediately. It must be really painful and, that's why hunting should be outlawed.
I have to respond to that. Do you eat steak? What about the suffering of cows when they are killed for meat? Do you care about that? Most hunters are careful to cause as little suffering as possible.
Maybe most hunters do, but not all. Some hunters leave wounded animals to die slowly and painfully as the hunters pose for photographs. And some kill large numbers of animals that they have no intention of eating. In addition, there is a lot of irresponsible hunting that goes on. In rural Virginia, where I'm from, some of my neighbors drive the roads at night using illegal lights to find and shoot deer. They also shoot deer out of season, and that's illegal. And in Shenandoah National Park in Virginia, authorities recently caught a group of hunters who were shooting black bears and selling their body parts for medicines.
You're right that these kinds of violations occur. However, they are rare. That's why you read about them in the newspapers when they happen. Instead of focusing on a small number of irresponsible hunters, We need to think about the 98% of hunters who follow the law and kill only what they can eat. Hunters make it possible for the rest of us to enjoy seeing wild animals in their natural habitat.
I'm afraid that's all the time we have. Thanks to both Yumi and Raul for contributing their arguments to our debate. Now let's take a vote. Which side of the issue do you find more convincing? After listening to our speakers, are you in favor of hunting or against it?